It's unbelievable there. Yous were big underdogs. A lot of people wrote yous off coming here, but that's the county championship. And Reining, I think, Ulster semi-finalists, big game for Tyrone this week. But yous done the job, and that's massive, Kevin.
Oh, we're delighted. We're delighted. Best ways to come in as underdogs, like all the pressures on Tyrone, really. There's no pressure on us. Division 2 champions, Frank, you know yourself. So it was a shot to nothing, and we took it, thank God.
I suppose kind of a slow start there and a stoppage, you know, an injury there to your player as well, and it kind of held things on. We wonder how, you know, both sides might react, but you seem to settle, you know, the better after that there as well. Then you just kicked on, and I suppose that wee bit upper hand then half time.
Well, defensively we got, you know, we got with our runners, but you know, this area is for Karen McGarry. Like, he's been in a huge shift for us all year, like, and the boys really dug deep from there. So, you know, there's a bit of emotion attached to it because they're a close group, you know. Yeah. So yeah, very happy, very happy.
And I suppose, you know, the player I was most impressed with there was Alan McClammond. Was very Alex McClammond, very impressive there. And I suppose even your full forward there as well, banging in a goal. I mean, well drilled side, and that's a big trophy for us.
Massive trophy. We're delighted. Like, you know, at the start of the year we were nowhere, you know. Mm. And these boys have put in the work and put in the work, and we couldn't ask any more of them. Like, you know, they've delivered and delivered and delivered. You know, they're still coming out full squad in the middle of December, you know, for training. So we're delighted.
Yeah, we're talking about Killian Faulkner there at full forward. I mean, a handful there, a great outlet for direct ball as well, but a fit looking side and plenty of runners. And I mean, that was seen to be the plan there today, you know, source Killian and then try and get runners off, and it worked.
Yeah, well, we practiced, we knew Tyrone were coming with their blanket defence. Mm. We knew we had to break them down. Mm. We did, yeah. On a side note, what I would like to say, you know, with these boys is, these boys have never won anything at underage. Yeah. You know, and we were told, we took them over at the start of the year, haven't seen the potential. Yeah. Actually, we had Richard and Alex at under 13s, and we saw their sort of decline, and we got back into the club this year. Yeah. The boys delivered for us, you know, and they really came up from nothing at all. Our first game against Killybeg set the tone and confidence wise for them, you know. Yeah. they started to believe in themselves then, and we were delighted to end up this with Division 1 title.
Great group
now
to work with,
and a great group to work,
John,
with
in that sense, because Tyrone there, you know, Trevor Alcorn is that side well coached. I mean, they had a massive one earlier in the season over Godore in the county final. I mean, you were written off as big underdogs here today. I don't think anybody was giving you a chance. Yeah. So, you know, that's a bit of a seismic shift there. I mean, that there is a big statement from you.
Well, yeah, and considering also you know, the fact that our senior team is demoted to Division 3. Mm. Like, this now is the future of our club at this stage, and we're delighted to be part of that, you know. Yeah. And these boys, you know, minors, a lot of them step out at this stage, and I guarantee we're going to hang on to these boys. Mm. And hopefully we'll be working with them in the future.
But on that, everybody else wrote us off. Mm. We didn't write ourselves off.
Well, that's a lovely bit of silverware to add to the cabinet, because obviously he's had the Division 2 title as well, and now he's had that there league title there. I suppose a great way to end the year, thank you.
Well, yeah, at underage, you know, testament to Parry Carvey and Borden Oak there. We've there's 9 finals available to us in underage football, and that's 7 we've been in, and we've won 7 or 6, I think. So good year for Four Masters.